Okay, thanks for listening today, folks, the Agriculture Show, and we're now on our final segment of our show, talking a little bit, just kind of have a roundup of what's going on. My guest today is Matt Setzkorn from the Farmland Trust, and Matt's originally from Pennsylvania and now has called himself a Ontario guy. What do you call yourself, farm kid from Ontario now? You have a lot of nice titles.
Good enough, yeah.
Ontarian. You've got family down in Pennsylvania.
I do, yeah. My dad's family is in Pennsylvania. My mom's family is in Ontario here.
So real nice.
Yeah. Grew up in Pennsylvania, but came here for university and decided to stay. It's a great spot to be.
Cousins and siblings, how about that crew? Who would that include?
Oh, yeah. I've got a number of cousins around Ontario here. All my siblings are in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So spread out now, Oregon and Colorado and Pennsylvania.
Gosh. Must be quite a challenge to get together for Thanksgiving or Christmas.
It can be, yes.
And then we talked a little bit about what Matt does. You went to the University of Guelph, and now you are you're wearing two hats. You've got a couple of farm operations you're involved with, Scotch Block Wineries and Andrew Scenic Acres.
That's right.
And where do you guys go with your stuff? To the Milton Farmers Market, or what do you do?
We do sell to Milton Farmers Market, and we do six other markets across the Greater Toronto area, selling fresh fruit, largely berries, we're known for, strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, currants, and then we do, we have the pick-your-own at the farm, too, so you can come out and go for your tractor ride to the wagon ride to the fields and pick your berries, come back to the store, and of course pick up a bottle of wine that I've made there to as you're on your way out.
And when does the season start?
We open up in May here, May 7th. Might have been what I heard when we're opening at the farm market. But won't be too much. It's asparagus, rhubarb in the spring, and then get into strawberries in mid June, which is always what I look forward to. And and then we carry through to Halloween. I'm going to try a pumpkin wine this year, which will be fun in the fall.
Very, very nice. Do you have to do a regular shift at all these projects, or are you able to get a weekend off once in a while?
Oh, I get some weekends off in the winter.
Okay.
which is always nice. But yeah, it's great to be able to work with the Ontario Farmland Trust and do more work with them in the winter and on a part-time basis during the summer when I'm also farming, and it's great to be involved at the farm level, actually working primary production as well as working on some of these larger issues of farmland preservation at the provincial level or with communities and farmers who want to protect their land.
And in our own area here, that would include Rare Preserve over by in Blair in Cambridge, North Dumfries area. That's an example of a local farmland trust.
Local land trust, yeah. I don't know if they'd call themselves a farmland trust,
but
they do have some farmland on a property that they manage there, and certainly we're doing collaborative work with them to look at how we might expand some of their work across the region so that we're protecting some more farmlands and natural lands for research purposes as well as agricultural purposes and ecological purposes. So it's great when the Farmland Trust can partner with some of those other conservation land trusts and organizations to understand that there are those great synergies between protecting the natural environment and protecting farmland that really go hand in hand, and how do we engage the community more around identifying properties that could be protected, whether it's more the rare model of acquiring land and owning and managing that land, or more the farmland trust model where we're not so concerned about owning land but working with farmers who own land themselves working with them to put agreements on their properties that say the land will be protected in the long term for agricultural use, and regardless of who owns that property in the future, or regardless how that land might be zoned or designated in the future, when we put an agreement, permanent agreement on the land title, then we have that assurance with the land trust as a partner that land will be preserved in the long term for agricultural use.
Mm-hmm. Well, this full schedule, you're the spokesperson at the moment, the executive officer for Farmland Trust. Where does are you doing events like this weekly, daily? How busy? What's it like talking about Farmland Trust?
Yeah, it's quite interesting, and my role at the Land Trust, and I think I mentioned earlier I've been involved for about 7 years with the Land Trust now in different capacities and doing some policy work with them before I became the executive director. And yeah, every day is different. There's great opportunities like this to come out and do more of the public education piece and raise awareness of the importance of protecting farmland and some of these newer approaches to protecting farmland that we're developing and piloting now with farmers and communities. But yeah, it's quite varied. You know, I sometimes I'm out on the road and doing events. Sometimes I'm sitting down at the kitchen table with some of the other board member volunteers and, right. and our land committee volunteers to talk with a farmer or another farmland owner about how we might help them protect their land. Other days I get calls from other provinces that are interested in starting farmland trusts okay. or looking at our experience here and what we've developed in the past 10-12 years and more of this proactive grassroots level conservation and how they might replicate some of that work or work with their policymakers to develop similar approaches to protecting land and we're doing some really groundbreaking stuff here in Ontario for not only Ontario and communities here but across the country. There's a lot of interest in this issue of farmland preservation and how we can do more as nonprofit organizations or individuals to advance that objective of permanently protecting land.
That's a full schedule. If you go to Ontario Farmland Trust, you can find out .ca. You can find this out. But let's not forget, we've got a chance. An upcoming event is on April 8th. It is. What should we call it? Help Make It Happen is the name of it?
Yeah, Farmland Forever, Help Make It Happen is our slogan for the organization and really sums up what we do is protecting farmland forever and finding ways to really make that turn into tangible results on the ground. That's also the title of our, I guess this is the 12th annual Ontario Farmland Forum that mm-hmm. we've held. We move that around the province every year, and this year we're going to be at Binghamton's in Kitchener, so next Friday, April 8th. It's a great day that brings together farmers, community members, conservation organizations, municipal councillors, planners working at the provincial or municipal level, other policymakers, researchers, and it's a really great day to bring together that diverse group of folks to talk about, where do we go next in terms of this issue of farmland preservation? What, how do we stay in tune with some of the policy developments in the works, whether it be the growth planning and the greenbelt changes that are coming down the line that from the provincial perspective or Aggregate Resources Act, those are kinds of things that are on the agenda this year, as well as new resources and new information that's coming out about how again individual farmers or landowners can protect their land. And so it's a really great forum to bring together all of those issues and mm-hmm. and all of that discussion and really have some meaningful dialogue about how we advance that issue and move it along in Ontario. And I guess the other thing too, our feature speaker, can't forget him, Reggie Hall from the Conservation Fund in Washington DC is also coming up to share some innovations that are happening in the United States right now as well around these issues. And it's important to share those kinds of learnings as well from other jurisdictions, and they may inform how we approach the issues here in Ontario too.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's nice when you don't have to reinvent the wheel and get some of these things covered. It always helps with your own program a whole whack. Mm-hmm. That's a good deal. Let's see. What else did we cover here today? We had. Did you have any good jokes in your traveling around with? Any good farm jokes you like to that? Can you tip cows? Is that possible?
Oh yeah, I'm not so good with jokes, but cow tipping. You know, you hear a lot of talk about that, but I've heard that you can't really do it. I haven't tried myself.
Yes. I don't think it's worked out too good.
You've got cattle, eh?
Yeah,
so you must have tried.
Well, the reason I mentioned it, one of the resources we use as farmers for talking to the public is a booklet called "The Real Dirt on Farming." Mm-hmm. And in it there they look at some of these common misconceptions or presumptions as cow tipping, and they decide you can't do that. The cow doesn't like doing that, and it weighs 1,000 pounds. You're not going to win.
Yeah. And so. It probably not a good idea to try either.
Yeah, true.
Hop in the fence to go after the cows.
Yeah, that's a little scary. I guess anything else come to mind, Matt, that we could cover? We've done a pretty good job here. Maybe we could end up with, I've got two things I want to do. One is I'd like to ask you, what are you doing in the next 2 hours and 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years? Stop whenever you want. What's on your schedule rest of the day?
Well, right now it's a lot of this conference planning. That's top of mind. So that's probably what I'll get back to right after this.
Okay.
Make some more calls it's actually quite a lot of work to pull together an event.
It's a 2-hour program. Registration at 10, and I see lunch at 12:15, and a whole bunch of people here.
Oh, you got to look at the back of the sheet. It goes till. Goes straight through dinner. So, 10 till 6 next
that's,
Friday.
That's why you're here, so your host doesn't get people totally mixed up. My goodness, that is a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I just shared the program with you there.
Yeah. And that's on the Ontario Farmland Trust website?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So any listeners within between now and April 8th, we'll put the show online and you can put links to it, so if people want to hear this show again, they can do that. So.
Yeah, maybe you'll come out to the event too, and they can meet you there.
Well, that could be
radio celebrity.
Now that I've made aware of that, the fact that it's something on the back, I can have a better look at this, what's going on here. Okay, yeah. I'll put these up on the station here. We'll put this up on the bulletin board, our extensive collection of cork board here.
Also, what am I going to be doing?
Yeah.
In 2 months, 2 years from now.
Please.
Well, 2 months will be in the middle of farming season and making all kinds of wine.
You'll be busy at your place there.
And, weather gets better here, too. We're at the Land Trust. We're doing all kinds of site visits and meeting with farmers, again, who want to protect their land and help them find ways to do that. And, 2 years from now, I'm in the process, actually, of buying a farm myself. So that will be something that's a much bigger focus in the next couple of years. This is how I might manage that farm and get some of my own fruit production going, and have to think about how we might incorporate livestock into that venture, cattle or whatnot. So lots to learn, but that's what I find really exciting about agriculture is there's just limitless things to learn and opportunities to be out on the land getting to know how to work with the soil more and the creatures on the landscape. Mm-hmm. That's where I hope to be is doing some more farming and having a bit more of ownership stake in that or the winery and also continuing that work with the Ontario Farmland Trust I guess we've got a goal now of another 1,500 acres preserved in the next couple of years. So we've got a big fundraising campaign going and hoping that we can really achieve that and double the amount of acres we've already protected and bring some more resources into the organization that allows us to catch up to those on the waiting list who want to protect their farms and build some more capacity for that in Waterloo and in other communities across the province.
So you're answering calls from all over the province this moment. Hopefully you can get local offices going and look after things too.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, it's one of those things, how do you... You know, we're really working with now, working on now is looking at how we, you know, we're a Guelph-based organization, but we have this province-wide mandate. So beyond being involved on the provincial level in terms of responding to opportunities for supporting policy development around farmland preservation, how do we really have a presence in every community and support farmers in all those communities who want to protect their land? Something we'll be figuring out in the next couple of years, and going out and meeting with groups like Waterloo Federation of Agriculture and understanding, you know, what kind of synergies can we build with existing groups, farm groups or other land trusts and understand where those partnerships might make sense for, promoting this kind of work and getting more land protected. So, yeah.
You have a full schedule.
Yes,
good stuff, Matt.
It's lots on the horizon. Certainly, lots of work to do, but it's great to be working with such a dynamic team at the Land Trust volunteer team, and also with so many dynamic partners across all sectors, food, farming, environment, government partners.
Before we wrap up here, I just want to toot the horn for a local artist. Her name's Sue Baker, and she has a song, "We Can't Unpave the Parking Lot."
Ah, goodness.
This should go on your collection of music, because it's certainly in line.
Yeah.
And so just looking ahead, listeners, we're going to do that, and as we sign off here today for the show. Once again, Matt, I just want to thank you so much for coming out today. It's been a good experience. You've brought along good ideas for our listeners and telling about agriculture. Thanks for doing that.
Well, thank you so much. Good experience for me, too.
All right. And with that, folks, that's our show today for the Agriculture Show here on CKMS. It's the March 28th of 2016. It's been episode number 153. And we'll be back next week with another guest, and we'll see you in 6 days and 22 hours. And if you eat this week, thank a farmer. Bye for now.
Cast a shadow on the autumn.